Thousands of people still drive to this location to be amazed by the natural beauty. Makes you wonder what the first explorers thought when they stumbled upon it by accident. The story of a famous Colorado landmark is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing, and thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Visionaries. They are the promise of our rural communities, and Farm Credit wants to honor them. Farm Credit 100, Fresh Perspectives, is a nationwide search for 100 men and women who are changing the face and future of rural America. In addition to sharing their stories, 10 honorees will receive a $10,000 cash prize. Nominate someone today at farmcredit100.com.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. We know that Native Americans and perhaps some early Spaniards were familiar with this place, but the first recorded visit was way back in 1806.
The first American explorer was Lieutenant Zebulon Pike, and he was absolutely amazed. He was looking for the headwaters of the Arkansas River. He didn't find them, but if you read his journals, he's got some horrific stories about going through the gorge during the winter.
Peggy Gare is speaking of what we today know as Royal Gorge in Colorado.
This was known as a tourist area. Clear back, you know, in the late 1800s, people would come here to picnic.
But about the same time the first visitors came here for those picnics, workers arrived to lay tracks in the bottom of the canyon.
When they had the silver rush in Leadville, they were trying to build tracks through the Royal Gorge to see who could bring it down first. So there was actually a railroad war here.
That war didn't involve a loss of life, but it did include plenty of work interruptions between the Rio Grande and Santa Fe lines.
They would lay tracks during the day, and then they would blow each other's tracks up during the night. There was not really any incident that we can read of a death or even an injury. So the Rio Grande eventually won out during a court battle.
And that rail line still runs along the canyon floor, 1,250 feet below the rim of the gorge. The rail line was just the first of many construction projects here. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside at Royal Gorge in Colorado. I'm Andrew McCray.